Cape Talk.
Entertainment news.
Time to take a look at our entertainment offerings for the week ahead. And as usual, we're going to start on the small screen. Always lovely to have Craig Falk with us, Deputy Editor of TV Plus Magazine. Craig, let's start on the terrestrial side. There's a new season of Legion starting on Fox this Monday. This is the prequel series to the X-Men movies, correct?
Yeah, it's an actual prequel series to everything you know about the X-Men. You know, there's no Professor X, there's no Wolverine, the usual people that we're used to. Season 3, it's the last season. It's starting Monday the 29th of July on Fox at 8:45. David, who is the main character, I think he's going to develop into Professor X later on. He's given a new perspective on all the sins that he committed, all the wrongs that he did in the previous season, and it's a real big eye-opener to him because he realizes the magnitude and the power that he actually has with his mind control and all of that. And even when he tries to fix everything, that makes everything, it literally spirals out of control to be an even bigger problem.
Okay, so Legion Season 3, Monday night on Fox, which is Channel 125. And then there's also a new season of the legal drama, The Good Fight.
Yeah, Season 3 is also starting on Monday the 29th on Mnet at 9 o'clock, so you've got to decide if you're going with drama or sci-fi and Legion. And what's really nice about this show is that it's tying into the real world. The lead character, Diane, she's now in a bind with her relationship because she's trying to impeach President Trump while her boyfriend, Kurt, is working for Donald Trump's sons. And it's also the final season with Rose Leslie as a regular character.
Okay, I need to start at season one of this one because I've missed it, and it sounds like it's really worth looking out for. Mm-hmm. So, The Good Fight season 3 starting Monday on Mnet at 9 p.m. Also, just a reminder: there's loads of special content still airing around the moon landing anniversary. If you're enjoying that programming, don't forget to watch the National Geographic Channel 181, which still has plenty to keep you busy in the coming week. Okay, Craig, let's take a look at the streaming side. What's big on Showmax this week?
Okay, Showmax has all three seasons of, it's a thriller anthology called American Crime. They've got all three seasons, all the same characters, but they play very different roles. Critically acclaimed, got really big names like Felicity Huffman, Regina King, Timothy Hutton, and it also, just like the Good Fight, deals with a lot of things that are going on now in the world. Class wars, gender, race, sexual assault, immigration. It's really gripping stuff. And it's worth watching because, you know, these are the only three we were going to get because they canceled it after season 3. It just wasn't big enough for them to continue. But it's really something that you need to watch.
Okay, thanks for the tip. What about Netflix? There's a new show starting called Secret Obsession, I believe.
Yeah, it follows this lady who wakes up with amnesia following a traumatic attack, and her doting husband is taking care of her every need. But, you know, as it happens in a thriller series, she starts to realize something's not adding up, and the danger really is not far from over. It's actually closer than she realizes. Intense psychological thriller that will have you on the edge of your seat.
Okay, so look for Secret Obsession on Netflix and American Crime on Showmax. Craig, thanks so much for the recommendations. We'll chat again next week.
Cape Talk.
Entertainment news.
Next, we'll take a look at the new movies opening on circuit this weekend. Lovely to have, as always, Leandra Engelbrecht, the TV and movies editor at Channel 24. And we've got three new films to talk about this week, Leandra. Let's start with the one that's making me smile, because who doesn't smile at the prospect of a new historical drama with Benedict Cumberbatch? What's this one called?
So it's called The Current War. And as you said, it stars Benedict Cumberbatch as Thomas Edison and Michael Shannon as George Westinghouse. And it's the epic story of the cutthroat competition between the two of them over whose electrical system would power the new century.
Amazing story. As you say, two of the greatest inventors of the industrial age. I can't wait to watch that one. There's also more real-life rivalry in the next film, albeit in a completely different setting.
Very different. It's called The Best of Enemies, and it's based on a true story, like you said, and it focuses on the rivalry between civil rights activist Anne Atwater, played by Taraji P. Henson, and Ku Klux Klan leader C.P. Ellis, played by Sam Rockwell. So the pair of them reluctantly agreed to co-chair a community summit on the desegregation of schools in the 1970s in North Carolina. And while they worked together, both of their lives are changed, and they forge an unlikely relationship.
Also sounds like one to look out for. Okay, but let's finish with a good bit of Scandinavian chill. It's a film called Midsommar.
Yeah, very different from the other two films. So last year, director Ari Aster's feature film, Hereditary, was named the scariest horror of the year.
Okay.
And this year, his new film that's rooted in personal experience is a journey into the heart of darkness as an American couple find themselves unexpectedly drawn into a mysterious world of a dangerous cult.
And it all plays out, I believe, in Sweden, in a very rural Swedish village, and the chilling sort of cold, dark atmosphere you can imagine must be a fantastic setting. Okay, so also a really interesting one to look out for, that film Midsommar, also opening this weekend. Leandra, thanks so much for the tips, and we'll see you at the movies.
Cape Talk
Entertainment News.
Next up, let's take a look at some suggestions for great podcast listening in the coming week. Always great to have our Cape Town news editor, Charlotte Kilbane, with us.
Thanks, Pippa. Well, today, big news, obviously, this week in the UK, that we have a new Prime Minister. Mm. Theresa May's out, and the special relationship is now embodied by Donald Trump and Boris Johnson.
It is a scary thought. It is like having a mirror on either side of the Atlantic beaming back a rather ugly image.
It really is.
But, right.
I don't know whether you saw the meme of the two of their faces superimposed on the Shining twins.
I did. Yes. And I'm still not quite sure which is the scarier thought, the movie or that meme. I suspect the latter.
I tend to agree with you on that. Anyway, we've heard a lot about Boris Johnson, and I have on several occasions in the slot that we do spoken about the New York Times' podcast, The Daily, with Michael Barbaro and his mms, which are legendary.
It's worth putting up with them.
It really is. Yeah. It really is. And this week, they did the most fantastic pull together of where Boris Johnson comes from and where he has come from, his political career, all of the dramas. It really has been a very convoluted journey for Boris Johnson. And they do it in a beautiful way, in a conversational way. So if you have forgotten or if you want to refresh your memory, go along and have a listen to that episode. And then also kind of news related, but sports related, because we never ever talk about sport. We've spoken about sport, I think, twice in like 50 episodes. I thought we could talk about a really cool podcast that was a stumble upon for me with the Tour de France big in the news at the moment. This podcast is called Life in the Peloton. So it's hosted by a pro cyclist called Mitch Docker, an Australian guy, as I said. It's basically an interview series where he speaks not only to his fellow cyclists on tour with him, but also to all the support staff around him. For instance, his mechanic, who is South African.
Oh.
Yes, I always love that. Actually, very interesting slice of life, kind of a behind-the-scenes look at what is logistically an incredibly complex sport. As I have mentioned now, three times, I think. The host is Australian, so prepare for the accent. But overall, such an interesting podcast, even for somebody like me who is about as far from a fan of cycling as anybody could ever get.
Very appropriate during Tour de France season. Thanks so much for the tips, Charlotte Kilbane of the Eyewitness News team here in Cape Town.